Welcome everybody to the best podcast in the world. This is your most favorite host in the world, Nick Tibuzek, and with me is your most favorite co-host in the world, Mr. Rado the Boss Bossage.
Hello. Today,
we're going to talk about the one and only topic on YouTube. Get your first muscle up. Oh shit, Rado, how much time did it take you to get your first muscle up? Do you remember that?
I think it was like, this is probably longer than what most people have. But for me, it was like 2.5 years, I think. I think I got my first muscle up in 2016. And I guess it's because I didn't quite train for it specifically and I had no idea how to achieve it. So I was like just mixing sets and reps of pull-ups and dips and trying to progress with that.
Yeah.
And I paired that with like Olympic weightlifting for the lower body. And I never really focused on the muscle up. And then like 2 years later, after doing that, once I kind of thought that I have a good base of strength, I got into ring muscle ups first. And those were quite easy for me. Like I managed to pull one ring muscle up in my second session of trying. But the bar muscle up was just not happening, you know? So I struggled with it. I was trying every session, you know, warmed up and just attempts. It was just an impossible move for me to get. And then like, you know, all of a sudden one session happened and man, best feeling ever. You know, it was ugly. I was all around the place. Knees were high up. The transition was smooth. It wasn't a chicken wing.
Yeah.
I can say that. And then, you know, just lock out at the top of the dip, look around yourself and be proud of yourself. It's the best moment, man.
I feel that so much. I had pretty much a very similar story to that. So I started calisthenics in 2013. I was not able to do one pull-up, not even one. And I had to work my way up there. I mean, I was pretty fat at that point, so pretty heavy. So I think I started at 115 kg and I had to come down to around about 90 kg in the end. When I started in 2013, I didn't know anything about training. So I just did something, watched YouTube tutorials and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, well, everybody's telling me I need to get at least, I think the number was 12 or something. Mm-hmm. So it was always in between 12 and 20 pull-ups. And I was like, well, then I have to get that number and then I'm going to get the muscle up. And I was like, okay, let's do this. And I trained so hard. I did so much and it didn't work.
Surprise.
Wonder. And I came up to, I think it was already 15 pull-ups. Nothing happened. And I think I had something like 20 pull-ups at that point. And then I managed to do my first muscle up. So everybody's like, yeah, well, then it's 20 pull-ups. I got to be honest with you. That was the most skipping muscle up ever. It was such an ugly one. You know, what I was missing actually was explosiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me so much time to get fucking explosive without a kip.
Yeah.
Get you a proper muscle up. What the heck? Really, it took so much time for me. So I think the most important thing right here is to understand for everyone who wants to learn a muscle up, the first thing you got to understand is you got to go explosive. That's the most important part. Everybody is so much about all the different stuff that everybody tells you everywhere. Like, how many things do you have heard about? Like, okay, you need a certain amount of reps. What's the next thing you have heard?
Yeah, like to kind of piggyback on everything you said, I kind of took a different route. unconsciously, I had no idea what I was doing. And I actually went into weighted pull-ups. And I didn't seek to increase my, you know, maximum reps of pull-ups. So I think that was kind of a better direction to go to, you know, because that had a connection with my explosiveness. And then when I went back to bodyweight reps, it was a different story.
Yeah.
So yeah, but just as you said, like having this set amount of reps in head, like 12 to 15 pull-ups before you want to try and do a muscle up, I think it is true to a certain extent. You still want to have a kind of a good base of pulling strength before you think of going for a more advanced move. But it's not like it's this 100% carryover, you know. If you're able to do 15 pull-ups, then 100% for sure you're able to do a muscle-up. It simply isn't true. And I think also, like, some people try to draw connections in between your one rep max of a pull-up and the muscle-up. Something like pulling half of your body weight, you know, 50% of your body weight around the belt for one rep max, could be correlated to a muscle-up, say.
Yeah.
Also not the case. You know, I know people who pull a lot in the weighted pull-up, but still aren't able to do a clean muscle-up.
Yeah.
So you can't really draw a direct connection between the pull-up and the muscle-up, but that's a different topic now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just as you said. So we have two things. We have the reps of pull-ups, maximum reps of pull-ups connected to the muscle-up, and also the one rep max of the weighted pull-ups connected to the muscle-up.
Personally, at that point, I would say it makes absolutely sense to go for a certain amount of reps first.
Yeah.
And when you have that amount of reps, and you're probably not as explosive as you think you should be from there on, I would definitely always recommend to people, yeah, then bring your one rep max up. Because when you have a stronger one rep max, you probably will be at a better point for, yeah, like being in a better position to pull explosive. Mm-hmm. But the most important part here to understand is explosiveness is a skill that you have to develop over time, especially when you don't have it. And it takes really much time. It is always in a correlation with your one rep max, of course. But the most important part here is to understand that you have to train both. It will always be like that. And what I hear so often when you look into Facebook groups and stuff like that, in any forums and all that stuff, everybody's so much about, yeah, do the negatives. Honestly, I don't let people do negatives. Especially when it comes to the bar muscle up, because all you need is the explosiveness. That's it. Usually everybody is also so much about, yeah, you got to do banded muscle ups. Honestly, the banded muscle up is something that you can easily use to improve technical stuff. But at that point, I wouldn't even use it when the time is so much better spent building explosiveness and building one rep max, because that's what you need right now. You don't pull high enough usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I would never implement banded muscle ups for getting the first muscle up. Obviously, so many better techniques out there to reach it, you know? And then once you really want to clean it up, and make sure that technical proficiency is on point, just so you kind of don't have this intensity aspect interfere too much with the technique. Mm-hmm. You then implement a really like light band, just so the person has the ability to really focus on the small little details and the cues that need to be fixed. But
yeah,
for the first muscle up, just as you said, like first off, getting a good base of strength in pull-ups, what would you say like is the number that people should aim for in getting for pull-ups before they go and do muscle-up progressions?
You mean how many pull-ups they should do?
Yeah, like around about.
Super difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say there's a certain number, but if you have like 10 to 15 pull-ups, you usually can go from there into weighted pull-ups.
Sure. Which, yeah.
From my point of view, mm-hmm. this transfers more into I would go with lower reps then, of course. Also doing pull-ups, not chin-ups. That's something because of the pronated grip, something I would work on. And then really work my way up. And probably when you have half of your body weight hanging on you and you can pull that up, this is very difficult to say, but usually you should be able to do a muscle up. It's pretty hard to say that because it can also be higher depending a little bit on how much you weigh and all that stuff. You know, I'm a 100 kg person. If I pull 50 kg in a pull-up, that's not that much, actually. I really have to say that. And on the other hand, to get to a pull-up with 50 kg, it still takes enough time to get there. So on the other hand, when you start doing weighted pull-ups, at the same time, I would start doing explosive high pulls. And this is a very important thing to say at that point. We talked before the episode a little bit about it. You got to understand that the muscle up is not a pull-up. This is a different pulling technique. And that's very, very important to say here, to get in there with a different approach into this, that the high pull is a little bit less of the retraction part. You don't do a lot of retraction work with the scapula in the high pull. It's more I can't really say it's completely
it goes kind of more in the direction of slightly protracted.
Yeah
And you obviously still want to have the depression in point.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that brings in the lats, and the lats is that what fires you up. This is not about the arms.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, when you basically look at the pulling motion itself, in a pull-up, it's almost like straight up and down. And with the muscle-up, you kind of have this reverse C shape.
Yeah.
Around the bar. So you will never be able to get around the bar if you were just pulling in a straight up and down
absolutely. Motion.
You know, so it's just impossible to pull a muscle up like that.
This is so important to understand.
Mm. So just as you said, like implementing these specific motions, like something like a high pull, it's really valuable alongside the one rep max increasement, because it really teaches you that specific movement pattern that's going to be later on carried over to the muscle.
Absolutely. And what is very important to understand here is like there comes in a lot of other stuff for the muscle up that what we can talk about, but of course the grip, with how do you grip, how do you bring the hips back, and how much internal rotation do we need, and all the details. But that's not the first thing that brings you up the bar. The most important really is pull as high as possible, and when you pull high enough, the transition will not be a problem. I've never ever met a person who has a problem with the transition when they pull high enough. I've never seen that.
Yeah, hey, it's so funny to look back and remember these old videos. You know, they would like separate the muscle up into three distinct parts. So you have the pulling phase, you have the transition, and you have the dip. And they would have you train each part separately, you know, so you need specific exercises for the transition. You want to get better at it. You want to strengthen your dip and stuff like that. When in fact, when you look at it, it's basically the pulling phase. That's the most important one. And that's the kind of decision part of the muscle up, whether or not you're going to be able to get around the bar.
100%.
Yeah. So yeah, important note, no need to practice the transition and exercises for it.
Yeah.
Unless you have some like movement pattern issues where you always chicken wing and stuff like that, then you would maybe have to go into
more specific. That's another one.
Yeah.
That only happens when you don't pull high enough.
Yeah.
again, it always comes back to that. When you don't pull high enough, you have always troubles with that. Then you fall back. Then you do the chicken wing muscle up. Then you do shit. When you don't pull high enough, that's the issue. Most of the time, I've never seen that in another case. The only thing is, there are also people who are pulling a muscle up in a little less explosive way with a lot more strength. And that's you.
I pull really slow. I pull really slow, yeah.
And for those people, it may make sense to at least have enough power in the triceps to push through when the transition gets very slow. But this is also a lot of rotator cuff work. And in the most cases, when I see people pulling like that, it's also here. When you make them pull better and faster, everything else gets easier. It always comes back to that. Because in the end, yeah, you got to do the pulling. That's it.
Yeah, I have a little question for you, which might be interesting for people trying to get the first muscle up. Would you say that kipping attempts, or just attempts in general, so not specifically practicing the high pull motion, but really just trying to get the muscle up, would that make any sense to implement in the training program?
No.
No? Okay.
Because why should I try to learn a kipping movement when my goal is to have a straight movement? This is only, you know, I've been there, and I think you have been there too.
Absolutely.
It's yeah. All about this, but I want to get over the bar. Yeah. But in the end, to get a clean muscle up, you got to go the way anyway. Mm-hmm. And why do we do a muscle up? To be honest, the only reason to do a muscle up, actually, for training reasons, is you got to do it in a competition, or you need it for something, maybe for a freestyle set or something. For training reasons, to look better or something, there's no reason for a muscle up, actually. It doesn't give you anything else what a pull up couldn't give you, and also dips couldn't give you. So, you know, for everybody, so much, yeah, but when you do a muscle up, you have done a pull up and a dip in one motion. Come on, bro.
Hey, yeah, kill two birds with one stone.
That's bullshit. It's just not the same thing. I would, honestly, if you put a person into that, you can try to get that volume and that intensity in. What I can get in with pull-ups and dips while you're doing your muscle-ups, you will not even get close to that what I can do to my body during that time, improving my strength and improving my muscle mass. It's just that's ridiculous. And I have been at that point too, but I'm sorry for destroying that way of thinking right now for so many people. But in the end, come on, man, really? Like, really, really?
It's a lovely idea. I like the thought of it, and I used to believe that, you know, like, muscle up, man, you know, you have the pull up and you dip, what else do you need? So that was also like one of the reasons why I wanted to do a muscle ups, is just because, you know, it looked like a fine combination in between these two movements, and you could do more work with just one movement, you know, one motion. It's important to, like, just as you said, put that disclaimer out there that it's just not the same.
Yeah. Honestly, if I wouldn't have to do muscle ups in a competition, I wouldn't train it.
Okay. For me, it's a bit different. I would still train it because I really love the motion, and I really enjoy doing it. So that's the only reason, just out of pure enjoyment.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that, you know, like, but for like, you know, doing the muscle up to increase my general strength and to have a strong pull up or something. Nah, no,
no,
not
at all. Actually, I always like to compare the muscle up with the snatch from the Olympic weightlifting, because you could say, yeah, that's a little bit of having a squat in there and the overhead press. And to be honest, that's not close to a set of overhead presses and a set of squats. And this is the same for the muscle up with the dips and the pull-ups. It's just not the same. It's a different movement. It's so much more technique.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
Exactly. So, that.
For everyone who's learning the muscle up, of course, yeah, it's a cool move. Yeah, you can try to impress someone with that, which brings up other things that I would not like to talk about today, but that's an ego thing. And we all have that. I had that. But the other thing right there is for no other reason, you need a muscle up. I mean, there are people like, yeah, but when the zombie apocalypse comes, I can get over the wall, and they can't get over the wall. Yeah, that's, I got you. That's a reason.
I always like to imagine, you know, I'm just being chased by a bear in the woods, and I see this tree, and I, you know, jump on it and do a freaking muscle up, and the bear can catch me. So it is a function of movement to an extent.
Then you saw that YouTube video that bears can climb trees, and then you're fucked.
Bears can do muscle ups, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I actually saw a video like that.
And I was I don't want to see that. I still like to believe in this.
Okay. I got
still you. Like to believe in the functionality of the muscle up.
That's so good. I'm a survivor.
Yes, sir.
That's so good. for those who really want to get there, still want to win the chasing and don't want to die from zombies or bears, and want to do their muscle ups, I get that point. I absolutely get that point. I think I still also very often told people, yeah, that's the reason why you should learn a muscle up.
Right.
And yeah, it's valid. Yeah. It's absolutely valid. Yes.
I agree.
If you still want to learn it, I got you. And really, my number one tip is get that explosiveness up, really. And for that, get the strength up. And then, of course, try to avoid as much kipping as possible. Maybe just be a little bit more, not so, I need it in the next 2 weeks. Take your time. It's so much better to learn the muscle up in a very good way from the beginning on than to have it relearned. Mm-hmm. You have no idea how many people I had to work with to let them relearn the muscle up. So many people I had to do that with. And it's not a good thing. And I have to tell that from my own story. I learned my muscle up in a very shitty way with so much stuff. I'm still, if I don't really focus, I still get into that movement pattern because I really worked in that movement pattern so often. That's definitely a mistake you should avoid. Don't get into this. Really learn it very, very strict right from the beginning on. And for this, you will need the explosiveness. That's it. That's so important to understand here. Take that from me, really. I would love to see more people having a little bit more patience here. And getting into the muscle up game with a better muscle up, because for the long term, it really helps you so much. And that's a very important message I would like to bring out there.
Yes, man. I completely agree. It takes a lot longer to clean up a crappy muscle up than it actually takes to, you know, just take the time and progress and, you know, ingrain these proper positions and then achieve a clean muscle up in your first rep. That's probably a lot more of a gratifying sensation than, you know, just doing a muscle up for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
So I think this is the easiest way and the most efficient way to get a muscle up.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can actually wrap this episode up. If you need any help with learning the muscle up, if you're patient enough and want to learn it very strict right from the beginning, you're absolutely invited to contact us on barbellcoaching.de/links. Yeah. Hit us up on Instagram. You can easily give a message to Rado_Bosic. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or hit me up, Nick_Tibu. Nick, just with a K, please. And we can definitely help you with that. That's an easy one for us. If you liked this episode, please do us the favor and share it with those who may need this information. And hope you guys are working on your muscle ups. Learn it properly. Don't fuck up your shoulders and have very good results very, very fast. Let's get it on. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.